I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Tuesday and welcome to our Tune In Tuesday practice of this week. So as usual, our topic today is a beautiful one to journal on later today. So if you want, you can return to this episode or just remember the topic so that you can give yourself some undisturbed time to go a little bit deeper, to really tune into that place inside of yourself where you can get to know yourself and figure out where you are at in your life right now. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Today, we are going to go into the topic of trust. So trust is something that has been on my mind and in my heart for the past couple of weeks. Actually, it's a big, big theme in my life and normally always is. And oftentimes, I find myself contemplating trust when I feel like I'm lacking it. Whenever the universe throws something at me that feels really unexpected or scary, and I feel like I've lost my ground a little bit, usually I contemplate and journal on my lack of trust in those times. But right now, I want to give ourselves a moment just to turn that on its head a little bit and actually focus on where in our lives and what areas in our lives and when in our day-to-day do we actually experience trust on its own. When does trust show up for you in your life? So just take a moment right now to sit with that. You can even close your eyes, and if it helps, you can place a hand to the heart or a hand to the belly. When and how does trust show up in your life? Notice inside of yourself what resonates in terms of the topic of trust, and not so much where trust is lacking or where we feel like we don't know what or how or who to trust, but when have you had those experiences of actually being able to lean back and trust in that moment that things are going to be okay? Maybe for you, it's around a certain person. I know I have not many people in my life, but a very few select people that I've encountered in this lifetime who just inspire inside of myself a sense of trust. And not just in those people being trustworthy in a sense of, oh, I can tell them something secret or something private and know they're not going to pass that on, but trust in a sense of that person just having a deep sense of trust in themselves. Trust as in just feeling grounded, feeling relaxed in their own bodies. And that energy alone often inspires that sense of trust inside of myself. Like I can relax a little bit deeper when they're around. And their trust in life reminds me of my own trust in my life. So perhaps for you, it is a certain person that just helps you relax and helps you trust a little bit easier, or just that super reliable, trustworthy person that you have in your life. Maybe for you, trust is something that is stirred inside of you by nature. You know, by those awe-inspiring moments that we encounter in our day to day, perhaps a beautiful sunset that you've watched lately, or maybe in a dark winter day, you stepped outside and all of a sudden there was that break in the clouds and the sun came out and you just had that moment of, oh, wow, you know, the world is really beautiful. There's something about Mother Earth, I know for so many of us, that really inspires that sense of trust, that feeling that even when things feel unsteady, there's something greater at play here. So just checking in a little bit. The thing in your life that inspires a sense of trust or that brings you to a place of trust could also be an actual place, a location that you go to where you feel trust and where you feel safe. Could also be a practice where you come back home to yourself and then find that place within you where you really have that unwavering, unshakable place of trust. So just marinating on this a little bit, and sometimes it helps to really write and to really journal on this topic, especially if you feel a little bit disconnected, or especially if for you the topic of trust brings up the lack of it versus where it's actually present for you in your day to day. So a great journaling prompt for this today is, something that brings me a sense of trust is. Something that brings me a sense of trust is. And just give yourself 15 minutes to write on that and see where it takes you. Wishing you a beautiful contemplation today and a beautiful rest of this Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.